It's called a contrada. Unless you are from this city, you probably can't fully understand the power of something akin to a family. The contrada is your identity, and perhaps your life, for it's a powerful unit that governs life in this centuries-old city. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
How do you begin to describe the city of Siena, Italy? It's best to start with what we might call neighborhoods, but this is unlike just about anything you've ever seen.
We have 17 neighborhoods, and the term used in Sienese, the dialect there, is contrada. So 17 different neighborhoods that all have their own symbol.
Such as the giraffe, seashell, or wolf. Heather Villameno shares the story of the town she loves to take people to see.
In Italy, we have this very, very deep-rooted dedication to where we're from, the region or the city. But in Siena, it just goes to a whole nother level. It's about those exact five blocks that you're from.
Flags and emblems adorn the historic buildings, letting everyone know exactly which contrada you've wandered into. This is a deep-rooted attachment to the exact place in the city you are born.
You are baptized in the church first, and then baptized in the fountain of the common courtyard of the contrada. So you'd be baptized into being a seashell, for instance, and you're a seashell for life.
In many ways, to fully experience life here, you must be born here.
If someone moves into Siena from another country or a different part of Italy, you're never quite able to reach that level of belonging as if you were born there. And so when it comes to marriage, it's a little bit tougher to cross contrada marry for these reasons.
So many marry someone within their contrada, and you'd think twice before ever marrying someone from another contrada in this city of about 50,000. But the big event involving these neighborhoods is a 500-year-old horse race. That story is next time as we travel the countryside in Siena, Italy. I'm Andrew McCray.